Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Tracking down the people who have ghosted you. The Jeff and Jen Show is going ghost hunting.
We're ghost hunting today for Todd. Stacy called us yesterday and told us about her best friend, Alicia. So Stacy's actually ghost hunting Todd, but has never met Todd. She actually wants feedback on why Alicia got ghosted after the first date. They went out a couple of weeks ago. Alicia and Todd met on OkCupid, but they're trying to figure out why Alicia hasn't been able to score a second date in like a year. So Stacy wants us to track down Todd. We did find him, and he's going to come on with us. Stacy, you ready for this? You ready to listen in?
Yes, absolutely.
All right, we make the phone call. We'll put you on hold. You will get to hear everything. And then after that call, we come back to you and find out your thoughts, okay?
Love it.
All right, calling Todd now as we go ghost hunting on the Jeff and Jen Show.
Hello, this is Todd.
Hey, Todd. It's Jen and Jeff from the Jeff and Jen Show. How are you doing?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
We are great and really appreciative you're coming on with us. We're ghost hunting today, and you are the ghost, and we have found you. So we're ghost hunting. This is actually a unique situation. We've never had this happen before, where we're ghost hunting for you because a friend of a girl you dated was trying to track you down for some answers.
Well, a girl you went on a date with.
On a date with.
And then you ghosted, wants answers on behalf of her. Well, she doesn't even want answers on behalf of her friend because her friend doesn't know that she's calling.
I know, we're not making any sense. Let's just get specific.
Okay.
Sorry to confuse you, Todd.
Did you meet a woman named Alicia on OkCupid and have a dinner date with her like 2 weeks ago?
Yes, I did.
Okay. So it's her friend, Stacy, that wanted us to track you down. Because Stacy's trying to help her friend get better at dating. And apparently Alicia has... Uh-oh. There's a laugh. That's not going
to work. She's got some work to do, but that's a, you know.
Okay. So we are asking you to get real on about this date.
I mean, you know, I feel bad, you know, talking bad about someone on the radio. I mean,
let's just call it constructive criticism. That coaching, if you will.
Yes.
Okay.
It's feedback. It's feedback to improve the product for the next consumer.
All right. You know, I guess I could be a little bit of your test market here.
Yeah. So after you guys met online and you agreed to meet up for the date, where did it go well and where did it go wrong?
I mean, it certainly wasn't the worst date in the world. You know, she wasn't like, oh, let's, you know, go get some crystal meth after dinner, thing like that. It wasn't, you know, it wasn't like
Whoa.
That by any means.
Okay, good.
Well, that escalated quickly.
right. Like, you know, it wasn't awful. It just wasn't, I mean, you know, essentially it felt like, The whole date was like a sales pitch or like some kind of job interview. Like if she was always kind of like, it's one thing to say, you know, oh, so where are you from? And you know, do you have any brothers or sisters? But she was asking me like all kinds of crazy questions, you know, like, you know, do you like living in Atlanta? Would you consider moving somewhere else if your job called you to go, you know, that kind of stuff. And then when she wasn't doing that, it seemed like she was always selling herself to me. Like, it's always like some giving me her qualifications. Like, I'm not even asking, you know, but somehow she's like auditioning to be my wife in some way.
So way too formal.
I mean, formal can just be like, hey, you know, we're two strangers that don't really know each other and that. But this was, I mean, formal to me would be, you know, keeping it surface. She was digging deep. I mean, she was asking questions that, you know, I don't normally just tell people I just met and stuff like that. And everything seemed like the whole thing was leaning towards, like, she wanted, I heard, like, girls decide in the first few minutes whether or not we'll, you know, sleep with you. She wanted to know by the end of the night whether we could be together for the rest of our lives. That's kind of how it felt. And that was a little too much for me.
Got it. So,
and she's super hot. I'm not, I mean, you know, everything was great there. She's super hot. But I mean, the whole needy to, like, she wanted me to propose by night's end, it was a little much.
Mm-hmm. Sounds like she's turned dating into the business of dating. Like, okay, let's get to the bottom line here. Are you ready for marriage? Do you want children? Blah, 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 blah.
Oh, yeah, she asked about children and the whole nine yards. Have you ever been married? You know, what's kept you from getting married? You know,
Yeah. It was the conversation that could happen after a year, happened after appetizers.
Yeah, I mean, like, let's just talk about Taylor Swift and all kinds of stupid stuff going on in the world and Kardashian butts and what everything else that's going on. But I don't need to get into, you know, why I haven't had children by this age.
Got it. Okay.
From the male point of view, if you say that she's super hot and yet you're still bowing on her for being...
That tells you something, doesn't
she must it? Have, it must have been intense.
Yeah. And I mean, you know, maybe if I was a little bit younger, I could overcome some things for the hotness. But I'm at the point where, you know, I can't deal with that.
It was too much too soon. Okay, so if
way too much too soon.
If you were going to give any other feedback to Stacy to then give back to Alicia, is there anything else you would say?
Just relax. There's no rush. You don't need to know by night's end that we're soulmates. Mm-hmm. For heaven's sakes, let things happen slowly and naturally.
So basically, chill, bro.
Yeah, totally chill.
All right. Thank you for the call. Or no, why do I say that? I said that last time when we did Ghost Hunting. You didn't call us.
Thank you for agreeing to talk to us.
Try it again. Thank you for coming on with us, Todd, and thank you for your honesty.
Oh, thanks, you guys. I feel bad because she was a really nice girl, and I'm sure she will make someone a wonderful wife. One day, I just didn't need a wife by the end of our first date.
Oh, yeah. Well, that was the second part of the call. She's already married. So, just kidding. Thank you, Todd.
Thanks, Todd.
Thanks, guys.
We'll be back in 3 minutes. We'll check in with Alicia's friend, Stacy, who just heard that whole conversation, and we'll give her thoughts, see if that might be an accurate portrayal of intense Alicia.
The Jeff and Jen Show. Star 94.1.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.